This is Atma Sutya, dictating patient's name is Randall Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, L. Date of birth is 12-9-1959. Date of service is 12-23-2025. Mr. Wilson is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He is complaining of increasing pain in his feet. He also has pain in his back. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He has been taking the oxycodone. He has been to the ER. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. No. He does have appointment with his ortho. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance too was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of fall. Next, history of right proximal humeral fracture. Next, history of diabetes mellitus, insulin dependence. Next, history of chronic kidney disease. Next, history of end-stage renal disease. History of kidney transplant, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of sleep apnea, degenerative joint disease, and BPH. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He does complain of some burning pain in his feet. He does have history of diabetes. Will, in view of his chronic pain, will start him on gabapentin. We'll start him on 100 milligrams QHS for 3 days, after which it will increase it to twice a day. We'll subsequently increase it depending upon his response. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient, is Randall Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, date of birth. Date of birth is 12-9-1959. Date of service is 12-18-2025. Mr. Wilson is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was recently sent to the emergency room. Because of a significant increase in his pain. Patient was having uncontrollable pain, so he was sent to the emergency room. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room. He was he was his pain medications were adjusted. He was sent back to the emergency room to the facility. At the present time, he said that with the increased pain medication, he feels better. He denied any complaints of any headaches or blurring of vision. He denied any chest pain. He denied any heaviness or pressure sensation. He does complaints of pain in his arms as well as his back. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heartlessness too was audible. Was patient had a fall, was diagnosed with left-sided single rib fracture with significant pain. Patient was admitted for pain. Was continued on his other medications. He fell in the bathroom while at the rehab. He denied hitting his head. No loss of consciousness. He fell on his left side against the toilet. Patient otherwise was doing better. Patient was seen by trauma surgery. Continue current medications, no further intervention, pain control. Patient was sent back to the facility where he was continuing on his medications from, as recommended from the hospital, was otherwise doing well, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HEENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heartlessness too was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one fall, next rib fracture. Next right proximal humerus fracture, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, next chronic kidney disease, next history of end-stage renal disease, next history of renal transplant, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next sleep apnea, next DJD. To implant, discuss the patient about his symptoms, will continue current medications, continue to work with PTOT, will monitor his progress, advise him to have help when he goes to the bathroom, call the staff that would assist and help him, will continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.